This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the third hour, the jam-packed hour of the day, of the evening, of the morning, depending on what time zone you're tuning into us on. Had a caller last hour that likes Arnold Schwarzenegger. I didn't really say he likes him. He said he doesn't like me, that I'm envious of Arnold, and I'd be afraid to call him names to his face. Yeah, you've really got me figured out there, buddy. I'm afraid to confront powerful people. Sure, that's my M.O. You've caught me. Actually, I have such little fear that it's a problem. I probably need more fear. It's kind of foolish to not have fear in your life, but maybe I need a little more. We'll see in the final equation, won't we, at the end of the day. But if you disagree with me like he does, and you think Arnold's a great guy, or you think world government's good, or you think gun control's good, or you think forced abortion's good, maybe you're a Christian conservative like Pat Robertson. Of course, I consider myself to be a real Christian conservative, but again, according to Limbaugh, you got to be for forced abortion, gun control, and stuff like that to be a new conservative. But I'm being serious here. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we're about to go to Mark in Rhode Island and Charles and Pete and Ron and Chris and many, many others that are patiently holding. And boy, is there a lot of news. Patriot Act kicks in at banks today. Oh, yeah, it affects you and your family. Has nothing to do with terrorism. Stars and Stripes reports Afghanistan planning calls for up to 8 more years of occupation. Also, allergies tied to vaccinations in articles I've got and tied to the antibiotics being given to small children can really screw kids up for life. Major studies on that. And just a lot more in this hour. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls as promised. Let's go ahead and talk to... Let's go to Mark in Rhode Island first. Mark in Rhode Island, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's a great pleasure to talk to you. First-time caller and a long, well, couple-year listener.
Pleasure to hear you on the show, sir. Thank you.
And I just thank you for what you're doing. And I know you're a pretty humble guy. You don't like to be put up on a pedestal. But I just want you to know I really admire you and people like Joyce and Dave and people like at WARL, which I do hear you on out of Providence. And thank you for all this information and letting us see through all the lies and disinformation.
Well, no, I appreciate you, and I appreciate those that came before us that continue to preserve history and that help teach us how to think and how to understand world history. Because it's the old cliche, because it's true, that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. So people don't know tyranny today because they weren't taught what tyranny was before.
Very true, Alex.
And so it's our job to ring those alarm bells and warn people. And I see a massive awakening taking place. I mean, I've talked to some of your talk show hosts there, and I've talked to your program director, and they say that it's changing the minds of a lot of people and affecting local talk shows and the newspapers. Just having one radio station telling the truth, that is so valuable. And I hope folks will tell everybody in their area every day about every AM/FM affiliate we've got.
Yeah, actually, Alex, I'm a self-employed contractor, and I'm in a lot of people's homes during the weeks, and I do try to tell people to listen to that and go to your website and see what you're putting out. But I just want to say a couple of things, and I'll make it real quick. I do want to congratulate the city of Austin, and I know you played a big part in that in the vote last week in putting down the Patriot Act.
Well, I want to congratulate the folks that showed up 3 or 4 times to have it postponed over and over again, and it was overwhelming pressure that did that. I tell you what, stay there, Mark, and I'll talk to you on the other side from Rhode Island. I'm going to talk more about this and see what you guys are doing in Rhode Island to defeat this or other areas of the country. And then we'll go to all the other great folks that are holding. Yeah, I didn't talk enough about that. The 400-plus cities, the 4 states that have repudiated this fascistic garbage from the liar Ashcroft and Bush, By the way, that the bill was written by Hillary and Chuckie Schumer. I thought I'd add that for you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, and then back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Mark in Rhode Island right now. He was congratulating Austin, Texas, on passing a resolution decrying the Patriot Act and Patriot Act 2 and quote, unconstitutional executive orders. And some say, well, it's just resolutions, but it expands the understanding. It expands the consciousness, as they say, the awareness that there is a Bill of Rights, there is a Constitution. People didn't even know that a few years ago. They didn't even know what their rights and freedoms were. Now, because the enemy has moved in such an overt way against our freedoms, there is a massive wake-up call taking place. And now we need to start boycotting the banks and the businesses and the corporations that are carrying out the Patriot Act willingly. And that story is coming up here in just a minute. But, Mark, go ahead and finish up your comments from Rhode Island.
Okay. Hi, Alex. By the way, I believe it's going to be next Tuesday, October 7th. There's going to be a meeting at the Providence City Hall, and they're organizing to defeat the Patriot Act. I believe it's 6 p.m. at night, so they've been hyping it a lot on WARL, but I just wanted to throw that out again.
And I tell you, that is so exciting to be part of the Second American Revolution to restore America. What day is that again in Providence, Rhode Island?
I believe it's October 7th, Alex, on a Tuesday evening at 6 p.m.
Well, that's going to be when Arnold is being christened the new governor out on the other side of the coast.
What's the matter, Alex? Don't you like any of his old movies, Terminator and Total Recall?
I have no problem with the movies. I actually like some of those movies.
No, I know. I do, too.
But I don't like the person. But according to that caller of the other hour, I'd be afraid to say that to Arnold's face.
Yeah, right. I mean,
hey, we'll see. Who knows? Maybe I'm going to be confronting Arnold.
Yeah.
Maybe people don't know the secret plan.
Hey, Alex, one more thing. I was watching the Discovery Health Channel this past weekend, and I thought of you because they were doing a program on Austin, Texas. It was a couple of years ago. You had a severe outbreak of streptococcus, I think it was, and flesh-eating bacteria. Is there any connection there with any of the New World Order stuff?
What show was this on?
I believe it was the Discovery Health Channel.
Well, I know that because of the wonderful border economy we have, I mean, just the tens of millions of illegals from every country imaginable, no health screening. I mean, they did that at Ellis Island, folks, but a lot of it is the antibiotics. And my dad is an oral surgeon, a dentist. You know, he has a medical degree. And I remember back when I was 5 years old, I'd have a cold, and my mother would be taking me to the doctor, and then my father would say, he's sick once a year, every 2 years maybe. Look at all these other children. They're sick all the time. Don't put him on antibiotics.
Right.
And my dad, then one time I stepped on a nail, he said, yeah, I'm putting you on antibiotics. I mean, you know, antibiotics are for surgery or bullet holes or stepping on a nail, you know, where there's pus involved, internal type stuff. You don't just go get on antibiotics when you got a cold or a flu. What that does is it kills, and I know everybody knows this, but it bears repeating, it kills all the good bacteria you need that are a buffer. Of the bad bacteria, only the strongest survive that are resistant, and you get drug-resistant, untreatable stuff. And that's what all this flesh-eating stuff is that these common types of bacteria are becoming super, super destructive, and you find them. Where do you find them? In hospitals, in these, you know, sick buildings. But here's my dad, you know, 20-something years ago, saying, don't take antibiotics, and I never hardly got sick. Now I have some allergies, but that's about it. But he was weird back then to say that. I mean, it's just the last 5 years they admit what a disaster antibiotics have been. Now, they're a godsend for, you know, guys with bullet holes on the battlefield. They're a godsend if you got, you know, gonorrhea. But they overused it. They gave it away for everything. All these skin creams, antibacterial soaps. What do you think antibacterial soaps are doing, folks? It's making super bacteria in your bathroom. You put your children in these wondrous daycares with 50 children, 30 children, with all these different bugs who are all on antibiotics, creating ultra super bugs that then mutate and cross species, which are your most deadly types. So where are flesh eaters showing up? They're showing up in military bases where vaccine programs are going on and a lot of people are together on antibiotics. They're showing up in daycares. They're showing up in hospitals. All government-style creatures. Again, government always giving you horrible things. You know, giving you this. Government's given you back the 60-hour work week. They've given you breaking up the family, and the man and woman got to work in the slave pens. They've given you up the destruction of society. And yeah, this flesh-eating bacteria is very scary, folks. It'll kill you in a matter of, you know, 4 or 5, 10 hours. Just rot your skin off.
And I know, Alex, that you know about this, and probably a lot of your listeners. I found out about it a couple of years ago, but about colloidal silver. And I was able to get my own generator online. I've been making my own, giving it to my wife and sons for a couple of years now. And
I just want to say this about colloidal silver. It is a powerful antibiotic. It's one of the few things that will still work. Doctors used to give it to people, you know, put the silver in the baby's eyes. The problem is some people drink gallons of it every day, and you will turn blue. You will turn into a Papa Smurf. I'm not kidding. You'll look like a Papa Smurf if you drink a lot of it. But yes, you know, when you're sick or occasional dosage of it, if it's the right type of generator with a small enough particle, very, very, very beneficial from my own experience.
Yes.
But again, it's this way with everything patriots are into. Just because something works or just because the government's lying about health care, I wouldn't believe everything you hear a lot of these charlatans pushing. That's all I can say. But when it comes to colloidal silver, it is a powerful natural antibiotic that is going to continue to work until bacteria develop a special shell membrane to defeat it, which I don't think there's any really known bacteria that can do that. So one of the few things we've got left.
All right, Alex. It was great to talk to you, sir. I didn't think I'd be on this long, but keep up the great work, and we'll do what we can out in this part of the country. And I will keep on listening and keep on giving Jesus the glory, because he's the one that's going to be Lord over all this new world order. Jesus Christ is Lord over all. Thank you, Alex.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, and amen to that. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. Alex, with your success, you always have somebody who tries to take a cheap shot at you, for instance, the caller the last hour. I've met that guy, and I've told him face-to-face that I didn't like him. His answer was violence doesn't solve anything. But he took a cheap shot at you trying to promote his Internet talk wave show. But what gets me...
I didn't know that.
That's why I wanted to tell you, sir. He's called to your show a couple times trying to bait you. I'm calling you out again, Paul. But what's getting me, Alex, today is that the one story that I can't shake is our government wanting to have it betting on the war with Mr. Poindexter's scheme. You remember that a while back?
And I didn't cover this yesterday, and I should have. I dropped the ball. Now they've got the video game. And I read the review of the game. I read two reviews to find out what it's really all about. And basically, it's about torture, killing, carrying out terror attacks. And then, let me tell you what this game's really about. Not just desensitizing CIA officers, average age of the new crop, 29. Isn't that interesting? Not just about that, these young, dumb, you know, conditioned people. It's not just about that. They're going to distribute this. It's going to be sold on the shelves. Oh, this is the CIA game. And it teaches you how to not trust your neighbors, drug dealings, and act of terror on the game, how to commit assassinations of terrorists. It's basically just more propaganda. Go ahead.
But when we have Buzzy Congard, who orchestrated the September 11th insider stock trading, and our troops right now are returning 2,000 to 3,000 of them a day, they have to pay for their own airline ticket returning home from Iraq. And what I'm trying to get at is when our men and women see how they've been swindled into this so-called war on terror, they'll actually see what's going on. Now, another thing real quickly, yesterday I saw on the news that now our government wants to save $10 billion by cutting people who are off disability and Social Security benefits. So, Alex, the way you woke up America, find out the way... the Patriot Act has been shoved down our throat. Not only our servicemen and women have had their rights taken away and their lives, now our government is trying to go after our sick and elderly and our disabled people.
And you know, entitlements, those type of entitlements, which I said up front weren't a good idea because they take a dollar of our money, send back 30 cents with strings attached. But come on, I mean, I don't mind paying taxes for somebody in a wheelchair. I don't mind paying taxes for somebody on disability. You know, we need that safety net. It should be at a state level or a local level, or we still had families. Families took care of families, and so you didn't have to worry about being killed when you were old or infirm. But the entitlements are very small.
Yes.
That welfare to the public is very small. The big welfare is the corporate welfare and all that. So think of these neocons. When they're on the air bashing somebody in a wheelchair,
yes, sir.
Oh, take their health care away, while they're actually covering up for the trillions in corporate welfare. And that's what makes me just so angry. And I'm listening to the Veterans Hour, the Chaplain's Hour, this Saturday on the local radio, and they were reading an AP article, and they said, oh, you think it's bad that they make the veterans, when they're shot in Iraq, pay for their own health care and their own meals in the hospitals and their own plane tickets back? They then went on to say that our troops in Africa, almost all of them are getting malaria.
Yes,
they will not give them... They were reading an AP article. They're not given treatment.
Yes, sir.
Now, understand this. For malaria, the government says, if you got it while you were sleeping or off duty, you don't get paid. You can't prove it. We're not going to give you treatment for malaria. Folks.
Yes, sir.
They send our troops there. They get malaria, and they're not given treatment.
Yes, sir.
And I guess supporting our troops means, I don't even know what to say anymore.
You summed it up very well, Alex. Everybody please donate what you can to Alex's show, and thank you very much, Alex. But you got suckered
thank
in.
Thank you. Bye. I appreciate it. I mean, if folks want to support this show, the show's growing by leaps and bounds. Just our infrastructure isn't to support all these listeners. If you want to support the show, tell people every day how to tune in, AM, FM, shortwave internet, and get the videos, get the books, get them out to folks. That's the key. We'll be right back with more calls, more news.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're back live. We're going straight back to your calls. Oh, boy, who is up next here? So many people to talk to. Ken in Fort Worth, Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Alex.
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay. Hey, old Jack Chirac in France, first of all, he's just a one UN pimp. That's all he is.
Well, he definitely is that, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so now you're racist against the French.
Oh, no, just one word. One
no,
word
you
more.
Can't That's... criticize anybody. If you're against Hitler, you're anti-German. If you're against Mao, you're racist. Remember during Clinton when he was selling all our secrets, there was a newscast? Is this secretly racism against the Asians that there's all this news about spies?
Hey, Sherman Skolick's got a book out called Ahead of the Parade. I don't know if you've seen it or not. But the bad part is greedy Amazon doubled the price. They want it for $40, and the book price is $20, and I'll give you a toll-free number where you can get it for $20.
Oh, well, I hope you call other shows, Ken, and plug my videos and books.
I sure will. I'm going to show them on my cable.
I know. You're just a sweetheart.
Hey, you call 800-861-7899, and you get it for $20, and it's a new book. And do you know a guy by the name of Rice McLeod? Have you ever had him on your show?
No, but I've heard of Rice McLeod.
Yeah, we're going to go to a meeting with him tonight at Spring Hill Barbecue in Irving, Texas, 7:30, if people want to go. It's kind of like a class on taxes, court, sovereignty. We come up with different ideas, and people throw
that's a cool last name. McLeod.
Hey, hunt Rice, McLeod, on the internet. You can track him down. I wish you'd have him on as a guest. You know Mark Crutcher?
Plano
with the Life League?
A lot of good folks we need to interview.
Hey, get Mark Crutcher on there. He's doing yeoman's work on stopping abortion. And
very Al-Qaeda-ish.
Yeah. Hey,
according to FEMA, that's very evil to be for a little baby.
Now they're gonna federal government's gonna prosecute this guy from Aeroplastics in Bedford, Texas, is coming Monday in Fort Worth on the 6th of October on tax stuff.
Yes, terrible.
Shimikin, hard name to pronounce, but it should be. Last time I went to the courthouse, it was going to be 6th October. I looked at the documents, and it should be coming Monday up.
Okay, thank you.
You want to come down? Come on down.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Keep it up there. Pete in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
That's good to hear. I got a few things, and I'd like to hear your opinions on them. I was actually listening to a show yesterday. It was one of those weird UFO things or whatever. I know you have no interest in them. Neither do I. I was just trying to find, you know, some good stuff, but I found it interesting. They had a guy by the name of John L. Peterson. He's supposed to be a futurist. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I believe I have, yes.
Yeah, he's the biggest weirdo. He went on, this is George Norrie's show. I don't know if you know him either.
Yeah, sure. I know who that is, yeah.
Yeah, he had him on there just going on about talking about, you know, just, you know, pretty much a global matrix, you know, sums it up and stuff like that. And it was just weird because they had Norrie, and he was kind of playing devil's advocate for a little bit, you know, but he was, you know, he just kind of was really soft about it. You know, he didn't really give a second opinion or anything
like
that.
Well, for those, when you say global matrix, I go to the Defense Department. I go to Bill Joy at Sun Microsystems. I go to their statements.
Yeah.
And their statements are, everything we're going to do is going to be watched, tracked, and controlled.
Yeah.
By law, we will have a digital plug-in in our brains, the Army War College says,
yeah,
and we'll be hooked into, quote, a worldwide control web.
Yeah.
Now, that's the Army War College and DARPA. In the last 4 years, I've been putting out different reports on this, and
yep,
it shows just how nuts these people are. And I wouldn't laugh at them because, you know, they've got all the people on TV saying how great implantable microchips are. And once they've got you in their compact cities, in their control grid system, they can force you basically on anything they want.
Oh, sure, I understand that.
But the problem is, see, nobody will take any of that serious, because on shows like that, in between the chupacabras and yetis and snowmen and aliens, they'll mix in some real stuff, and then it discredits the whole enchilada.
I think it's just like it's a front, right, for them, I think, anyway, you know.
I don't know about that particular outfit. I mean, I know what Clear Channel is, folks, that owns it and runs it.
Yeah.
But I do know for a fact that the UFO movement, according to the Kansas City Star and the Associated Press, is run by the Rothschild family and Bill Clinton's former chief of staff.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is basically a front for the New Age movement.
Yeah, wasn't it Lawrence Rockefeller actually funded a bunch of that stuff, too?
Yeah, that's actually in the book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. There's a whole big, fat chapter.
Well, I don't want to spend too much time. I have a couple other things. Maybe if you can have me on the other side, I'd really appreciate
sure.
That.
We'll let you ask those questions. But, if you want to really know what's going on, you need to get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, by Paul Watson, available exclusively through InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling the toll-free number or writing to us. You want to know what's really going on? You want real information and not rumors? You will get it on this show. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition.
B4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm going to take three more calls. I'm going to get into some other news we haven't gotten to yet. We're talking to Pete in Canada. Pete had a couple other questions. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'll just finish up. I was actually, a couple of friends down here actually heard a video was going around down here. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's done by a guy named Peter Lalonde. I don't know if you know him.
No, I don't.
He did a video called Mark of the Beast, and he actually mentions Tex Mars in there. I know he's, you know him, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. I'm just asking about that. And the final thing was, I was listening to one of the so-called conservative, whatever you want to call them, on the radio the one day, and I picked up that Savage guy or whatever, and he had McClintock on there, and they were talking about just how, you know, pretty much there's no real conservatism in America today and all this. And then, you know, it's stuff that you kind of agree with him, you know, but then he goes back and then he says how, you know, about the Patriot Act, you know, that anybody that doesn't agree with the Patriot Act is just insane. He's a crazy liberal. They have something to hide there, you know, all this. And then he ties the ACLU into this and says that they're a front for, you know, bad people and all this, and you
well,
know,
that's exactly
I'm sure they
what
do
happens.
Stuff
I mean,
bad.
I mean,
but...
the Democrats will say some good things and then do some bad things.
Yeah.
It's the old rat poison equation of 98% of the rat poison is a good food. It's the 2% that's the poison and kills the rat. Thanks for the call. But with Michael Savage, I mean, the guy is an oily beatnik. Yeah, he's an old commie. I mean, that's what he is. That's what he's always been. He's furthering the elite stand. And I've heard the guy say, anybody that disagrees with the government, put them in a forced labor camp. Put them in concentration camps. Take whatever they own. The Patriot Act is good. What do you have to hide? If you don't have anything to hide, don't worry about it. That's totally diametrically opposed to what America is. And he'll talk about how the border is open and how that's wrong, but then he really won't go after Bush and others. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's what's going on there. But, I mean, I personally, folks, can't tune in and listen to oily beatniks for hours after hour talk about how conservative they are. So, I mean, that's how they control us. They've got people we're supposed to trust in key positions. So if you listen to what these guys are doing, real careful. I mean, I heard him. I probably listened to the show 15 times, probably heard him talk about putting people in concentration camps 10 times. But one time I heard him get on the air and say, Bush is fighting the New World Order. Bush is fighting the world government. You've got to get behind Bush to defeat the New World Order. I mean, that is so ridiculous. But, oh, yeah, Bush is fighting the New World Order. Sure. Try empowering it. And then he'll say there's no way to win. We've lost America. It's all over. You'll always hear that. Lay down. There's nothing you can do. Only I've got the answers. You know, that kind of line. So, basically, the guy's balkanizing people, all right? And he's there as a steam valve for a lot of real conservatives that figure out that Limbaugh and Hannity are basically Hillary Clinton dual creatures. And so they know a lot of folks are going to jump ship. They've got a fake ship for you to jump over to. That's all that's happening. I mean, they don't put people like that on WABC and, you know, the big establishment radio stations for nothing, folks, the big socialistic radio stations. The phony right wing is the creation of the globalists and the left to co-opt conservatism. Same thing with the NRA, with all of them. All right, let's talk to Charles in Pennsylvania and then Ed in Utah, and that's it for calls. Charles, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Charles. Okay, he's gone. Let's talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, that was a brilliant assessment there of Mike Savage and the rest of the neocons. I do appreciate that. In fact,
he realized, I mean, he literally was a beatnik commando for the communists. He was a overlord over an entire area.
Yeah, his background leads into a couple things I wanted to say. And besides you and Joyce Riley and Bill Boshears there in Cincinnati, you're the terrific trio on the air. And
well, there's a lot of other great talk show hosts, too.
Well, there's a few others, but you three are reaching a national audience, and that's what's important here, and a growing one, like you said. A couple of things I want to throw into the mix concerning this microbiologist, David Kelly, the late David Kelly.
Yeah, for those that don't know, he got murdered, it's obvious, and now we have the North Korean race-specific bioweapons expert missing, and dozens of others that have been killed. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think I know what's going on because, as you know, I talked to you before, and Gordon Thomas, who is the British contributing editor to the American Free Press out of Washington, I think you're hot linked to it still. I haven't checked you lately on that, Alex.
We linked to their stories. We were reading one of Thomas's stories on Monday. So.
Well, what he's talking about basically is that the weapons of mass destruction false document that Mr. Kelly had admitted openly prior to his death that he had falsified for the benefit of Bush Blair, but also he was involved with Pashnik and the other fellow that recently died at what you just mentioned, the IBR, the Institute for Biological Research in Tel Aviv. And this is the real crux behind the Simon Wythe et al. Those people are tied together. And the American Free Press, of course, gets a rap from some people for focusing on that, but yet they always keep turning up here. You have a former chairman.
Well, Jane's Weapons Publications has warned that the U.S., England, and Israel have giant stockpiles in race-specific bioweapons. Yep. And then you got Dick Cheney in the PNAC document in 2000, rebuilding America's defenses, saying we need to use these race-specific weapons. We need to legitimize killing certain races. Now, why hasn't that been top news?
Yeah,
I mean, they'll freak out, they'll pull their hair out over some band having an American, British, Italian, French, Nazi flag to symbolize, you know, World War II.
Yes.
Totally above board, totally wholesome, just like a play or a movie. It's just history, hysteria, screaming, yelling.
Yep.
And then you've got real race-specific bioweapons being deployed, being developed, prepared to be deployed. All these microbiologists in key positions that could treat it or blow the whistle on it or who were involved in developing it dying. This is very chilling, folks. I mean, I can imagine a Hollywood horror movie like 21 Days starting like this.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, you know, there's no discussion. Why is it that top news that Dick Cheney wants to use race-specific weapons?
Well, I think I know why, and that is because of where I mentioned this is based out of, in Tel Aviv, Israel. Notice you had Wolfowitz and Pearl, both, Alex, tied to the Israeli lobby that were behind the war, more so than even Bush themselves. And that could
They're admitted double agents.
Yeah, double agents. And when you look at the fact that Gordon Thomas, who basically had nothing against Israel for many years, has, like I said, is now with the American Free Press. He's the British correspondent. When you start taking this all together and the Simon Wythe et al., their long history with the Anti-Defamation League of being anti-gun, and like you just said, their stealth mouthpieces like Michael the Savage. When you start taking this all together, Alex, and then you look at their Arab-specific biological weapons, that's why it's not being talked about, and that's why I'm hoping you'll have on Michael Collins Piper, who, by the way, I think you know him. He is a correspondent for the American Free Press. He caused an international incident by speaking at the United Arab Emirates a few months ago, and caused the Bush administration to act on behalf of the Israelis to get the Ziyad Center there closed down. So where I'm going with all this is that we're seeing the same cast of characters involved in every step of the way on this, and they're all tied to the ADL, Alex. And I'm just, you know, I go back to what you're not going to hear on the 14th, or excuse me, on the 11th of November, on Veterans Day. No talk of the USS Liberty, and yet the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, has produced a video in conjunction with the American Free Press there in Washington exposing the Israeli lobby's complicit destruction of 34 Americans and injured 168. And yet you won't find that on the media that isn't truly controlled by a percentage of people that have strong ties to Israel.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. Let me just say this, sir. Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I was going to let you continue, but I guess you're already gone. I had so many points I wanted to make while he was talking, and I forget them all. See, if I don't interrupt, then I never get my points out. I should have written notes. I'm going to get in that habit now that I'm not trying to not interrupt as much. But he made a lot of different really good points. But, I mean, I'm concerned about race-specific bioweapons when North Korea is making them, or Israel, or the U.S., or England. And that's why I really am mad at the ADL and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, because I've never, I mean, I've been criticized for not going after Israel, folks. I've been attacked. You know, I've been death threatened by the Ku Klux Klan because I wouldn't attack Israel and go after Israel. And then to wake up and have the New York Times or the ADL attacking me 2 years ago, I mean, that was, see, they want us to be part of the system. They want us to play racial politics, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't care what color you are or where you're from. If you love freedom, I love you. You don't love freedom, I'm your enemy. And, yeah, there's a lot of racists out there. There's a lot of racist Hispanics and blacks and whites and Jews and everybody else that care about their group and are in their own little racial clubs, and they want to then tell, you know, evil whitey that, oh, well, you're not allowed to stand up for your race. And it really is obnoxious, and that's really the rub. And so multiculturalism is creating a lot of white hatred, which then the globalists use to kind of push this whole agenda. So it gets pretty complex, but I'm not going to be part of it. The ADL has gone after good, wholesome gun groups. They have gone after very wholesome people like the Gibson family, Mel Gibson. It's despicable, and I think that Jewish Americans should call the ADL and Simon Wiesenthal Center and say, stop giving us a bad name. Stop taking the memory of those that were killed and people that have been killed wrongly and using it as, you know, it's like you basically go rent the ADL, the Simon Wiesenthal Center. They're in these government partnerships. You just go rent them to demonize whoever you want. I mean, I don't understand how they can go after Steve Voss, Simon Wiesenthal can, the center, for you know, having songs about love in America. Nothing about race in any of it. Or how they can list, you know, local gun groups that I'm a member of. I mean, it just... Or, you know, local land rights groups. Anybody who loves freedom is listed as a, you know, basically a Martian worshiper of the devil, you know, in league with 14 Hitler clones. But I'm not going to dance, folks. It takes two to tango. I'm just going to sit here and observe it and go, oh, you like a guy that loves Hitler and loves world government and, you know, and loves all this stuff and wants to be a dictator. And then you're going to attack people that are form land rights groups. You know, they're headed up by black people. I'm really upset about it. I'm really concerned, folks, that America's so dumbed down on average that they'll freak out and almost have a riot at a football game because they show the flags of World War II in a drama depicting World War II. I mean, plays, movies, this is done. People are so mindless now that they just see a symbol and go into mindless hysteria. Oh, that's the devil. That's the bad thing. Well, a guy's running around saying, I admire Hitler. I want to be a dictator. And he's getting the high awards from people. I don't know. I have to question the Simon Wiesenthal Center. I mean, why are you connected with a known Nazi? That's scary when the Simon Wiesenthal Center has more Nazi ties than I do, folks. I mean, it's very, very upsetting. But again, it's the New World Order. And so I'm not going to sit here and go along with it. A bunch of sociopathic atheists demonizing anything conservative or Christian or wholesome. We just can't sit here and take it. But we can't go at it from, you know, some racial position. Because I've talked to Admiral Moore. I've talked to all the people that were involved in and around the USS Liberty. And Lyndon Baines Johnson had control of that ship and parked it there and wouldn't let jets defend it. And when they got the word it was being attacked, he knew all about it and said, yeah. I mean, it was a real Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, was it racial in the Gulf of Tonkin in 64 when they claimed they were being attacked? Well, no, they just wanted the natural resources and wanted to have that war with their former business partner, Ho Chi Minh. Well, it was the same thing when 1967. They said, well, we just can't have a ship under attack but not have it real. We got caught last time. We'll just park a ship out there. Have it under CIA control by the National Security Council and the White House. We'll order Israeli fighter bombers to attack it. Israeli fighter bombers were on tape three times going, I'm not going to attack that ship. It's got a giant stars and stripes on it. Attack, attack. And then they held back the jets and the helicopters and the crews while they attacked it for hour after hour. Just amazing, folks. Blowing giant torpedo holes in it, thousands of rocket holes all in it. The captain with his leg half blown off at the bridge the entire time. People being strafed in the water in their little dinghies. And then 3 hours later, the Israeli hit squad showed up in the helicopters with their commandos on board with their machine guns. And from the accounts that have come out, they just said, no, we're not doing it, and had a mutiny on board the helicopters. And basically the helicopters went away, and then the ship just sat there. And then 12 hours later, the ship comes and picks them up. We're talking about a ship 20 miles from an aircraft carrier, folks, in international waters, 13 miles off the Sinai Peninsula. And they were going to blame it on Egypt. It's now admitted. They were going to say, Egypt sunk our ship. Can you imagine the wailing and the gnashing of teeth? But, let's be honest about it. I mean, who were those Americans who were going to carry out Northwoods? That was going to be the Marines being attacked by the Army. It wasn't going to be Mossad attacking the Marines. So when we say, oh, it was just Israel that attacked the USS Liberty, no. Then they can try the whole, oh, you just don't like Israel. Well, no, we just show that LBJ was using Israel as his attack dog. See, then they lose that. And then it shows how widespread this is. You know, when Hitler blew up his own Reichstag, and that wasn't Mossad doing that. That was the Nazi Party doing that. I mean, they all do it. See, we're here speaking out against evil. And a lot of people can't see the evil of the Christian Coalition. I got a lot of complaints when I read the quotes of Pat Robertson saying China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion and infanticide. And then his clarification was, well, yeah, they got to do something. And I get criticized when I said don't give money to the Red Cross and the United Way. They're going to steal it and give it to gun control. And you know what? Later you had to apologize. And I've been criticized when I read Haaretz, where it reports that Israel's blowing its own stuff up to blame it on the Palestinians as a pretext to maintain a military dictatorship over the whole region. Well, I'm sorry if you don't like the truth. You need to grow up and face it if you really care about humanity. People need to stop being just so amazingly naive. The naivete is just amazing. I mean, there were evil black people 5,000 years ago. There were evil white people 5,000 years ago. Evil people. But they know how to get us all in these tribal units where, oh, you can't criticize that group. You're against their tribe now. And everything is tribalism. You know, that's what these sports are all about. You know, now, oh, I'm part of this tribe or I'm part of that tribe. That's why you could have this mindless group at a high school football game and see the flags of World War II and, you know, have a near riot and violence erupt because a swastika is seen. See, it's just mindless Pavlovian conditioning. While real Nazi policies are all around us, we react to the symbol.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
A good healthy heart is serious business. It's well known that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in America today, a cause that in a lot of cases could have been prevented. Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to help improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite drops and capsules may increase metabolism and heart muscle tissue, regulate heart rhythm, and improve oxygen and blood flow to the heart. Your healthy heart is up to you. The first step to a healthy heart starts with Cardivite. Call toll-free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit www.thepowerhour.com for more information. Do your heart and body right with Cardivite. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowerhour.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Before I hit some final important news we haven't gotten to yet, I do want to remind the listeners that I published a new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. And if you want to see the major governments of the world carrying out terror and the evidence where it's admitted all over the place, you need to get Order Out of Chaos. And it's an amazing book, 1995, over 300 pages. Get a second book when you buy one for only $11.95 to give as a gift this Christmas or as a birthday present. Give the gift of understanding, of knowledge. Knowledge is power, folks. There's my nine films. Of course, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State, Free Total Enslavement's now out, my newest film. They're all so good. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. And we do need your support as well, folks, too, so we can make future films and continue our operations. The toll-free number to get my videos or books or any of the materials is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Don't wait. Join us in the info war today against the New World Order. Be part of history, folks. 90% of those that see Road to Tyranny are waking up. I mean, that's an amazing effect on people. So again, 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.com, or infowars.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Also, there's a great air cleaner purifier system that just creates oxygen in your house, but high-powered, complex molecule oxygen. And a sponsor of this show is CSIN. They've got them at great prices. I have an aronizer. It's not a magic super cure. It just cleans out your house because your houses are so sealed. And, well, bacteria don't like pure oxygen, folks, and that's what it shoots out in your house. So it creates fresh air in your house. And they've got some specials on them, so give them a call right now at the CSIN. It's very important to do that at 877-605-9200, 877-605-9200. Got a lot of different aronizers for different size rooms or houses. Give them a call, 877-605-9200. Here's one out of the Cincinnati Inquirer. Patriot Act kicks in at banks today, beginning today. Don't be surprised if you get asked some questions, more questions than usual, when you open your bank account or when you cash a check at the bank. It goes on, that's because October 1st is when the commercial banks, savings banks, credit and brokerage firms, and other financial Providers must comply with the rules of the Patriot Act. And it goes on to say there's no more warrants, no more disclosure of anything. They're just going to spy on you. And it allows financial institutions to ask more questions about you than previously, than if an entity thinks that's necessary for background purposes, industry consultants told Bankrate.com. So just more secret police garbage. They're saying they're going to be keeping our troops in Afghanistan for another 8 years. That out of Stars and Stripes, U.S. forces could be digging in for a stay of up to 8 more years in Afghanistan, where frequent firefights continue on the border with Pakistan nearly 2 years after major combat ended. See, they don't want things to be stabilized or be fixed over there. They want to keep it going so they have an excuse to stay there and not let the oil flow. I'm talking about Iraq now, because that then boosts the price of oil. They also want to bankrupt these countries so the IMF and World Bank can fully buy them up and own them. And now the opium production is at record levels coming out of Afghanistan. It's out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Asthma tied to antibiotics in babies. Got another article here where vaccines are tied to asthma and allergic responses. A lot of different reports out of England, out of the U.S. on that coming out from prestigious institutions. Of course, nothing will be done about it. We're out of time, folks. Another great show. Really enjoyed talking to all the great listeners. I want to thank the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. And, of course, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, right here on this network. Have a great day. Have a great night.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack in the